Hi, you guys. This is not a normal episode, but we need to spread the word about this missing girl, woman. I don't know, she's 22, but we wanted to share all of the details that we could about this and get this out there because she needs to be found.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure most people have already heard it because it's been going on for what, the last couple of days all over
Yeah.
social media and the news. But anytime there's a true crime, parallel-esque case, breaking news, we definitely want to hop on here and cover some details, just to share with you guys in case you're not aware, because some people might not be aware,
Yeah, or you might just see, I mean, even like the missing persons poster has information, but it only really has information about her. So we wanted to share like all the information that has been coming out about like where she's been and stuff. So we just wanted to drop an episode in your news feed because I know not everybody follows us on social media.
And not only does this, pertain to us in the true crime community, but it also pertains to us in the YouTube community, because as you know, Haley and I are both YouTubers, and
Yeah.
this young lady was also a YouTuber, and she was actually documenting her travels when she went missing. So we just
Yeah.
wanted to add that little tidbit in there because it is relevant to us in a lot of different ways.
Yeah. Yeah. So her name is Gabby Petito. She is 22 years old. She was last seen in, well, she was last officially seen in a hotel in Salt Lake City, Utah, but they believe that she was going to the Grand Teton Park in Wyoming. She was traveling the country with her fiance. His name is Brian. How do you pronounce? Laundrie is the last name. So his name is
Yeah,
Brian
laundry.
Laundrie, and she was with him. She was traveling across the country in a white van. They were visiting like national parks and stuff, and they were in Utah when she was communicating with her parents. She was somebody who is always like FaceTiming and talking to her
Right.
parents. A couple just facts about her. She is blonde, she has blue eyes, she's about 5'5". She has a Let It Be tattoo on her right arm and a tattoo of a triangle with flowers on her left arm. So Gabby, the last time she talked to her father was on August 24th. She was in Salt Lake City in a hotel, and she had told her father that she was hungry and the power was out. So her father sent her a pizza. And then the next day on August 25th, Gabby talked to her mother on the phone. And she said that she was in Grand Teton National Park and they were planning to go to Yellowstone National Park afterwards. And that was the last time that anybody in her family had a verbal conversation with her. So, like, talk to her
Right.
verbally. They're not sure if she ever made it to Yellowstone. She did post a photo, or a photo was posted to her Instagram on August 25th, the same day that her mom talked to her on the phone. And it was posted, it was a photo of her in front of a mural in Utah. But some people say that the caption was not like her. It said Happy Halloween with two emojis, and family members of hers say that like that is not typical for her. She usually
Right.
posts like deep, meaningful captions or like talks about her travels, but this literally just said Happy Halloween with two emojis. So the
Yeah.
family, some of the family I know like does not believe that she posted that.
And they also didn't they like receive some text messages from her after that they like verbally spoke to her that didn't sound like
Yeah.
her as well, like in the time between when the boy or
Yep,
the
that's the next
fiance
part.
showed up.
They did receive some sporadic text messages, but Gabby's mom isn't sure that it was Gabby that sent those. And then August 30th was the last time they heard anything from Gabby, like text or phone or anything. So Gabby's parents were trying to get in contact with Brian, and they couldn't. And then they also couldn't get in contact with Brian's family as well. Like Brian's parents were not responding either. They did try to file a missing persons report pretty early on, but they weren't able to because since she was on vacation, they couldn't, like, you have to be like missing from your state of residence. So they weren't able to file a missing persons report. But they were finally able to file one on September 11th. They officially filed the missing persons report that she was missing from Florida. And that same night, the police pulled over the van that her and Brian were traveling in Florida. Brian was driving the van. Gabby was not in the van. And he immediately requested a lawyer and did not cooperate at all.
Yeah, that's the part that pisses me off and makes me really suspicious about him. Because, I mean, we always say lawyer up, or everyone always says lawyer up, but that just, right, to me screams guilt right off the bat. Right. If that's your first go-to, like, it just screams guilt to me.
Yep. And Andrea mentioned that video was posted to YouTube at the end of August. And it was about them traveling, and nothing has been posted since. It, you know, included footage of both of them in the video. Mm-hmm. The Laundry family, so Brian's family, released a statement last night, Tuesday, September 14th, saying that, quote, "It is our hope that the search for Miss Petito is successful and that Miss Petito is reunited with her family. On the advice of counsel, the Laundry family is remaining in the background at this juncture and will have no further comment." Gabby's parents, like, released a statement saying that Brian was refusing to talk to them and tell them where he saw her last. So he's not talking to her parents. And he's also not explaining why he would have left her alone and drove the van back to Florida.
Yeah. Like, how can he, quote unquote, stay in the background when he's literally the last person who saw her? Like, yeah. Period. And it's, yeah, so suspicious for him to return and have no story.
Yeah.
Nah, man.
No.
Something's not right.
The Petitos said, or yeah, the Petito family said, quote, "The Schmidt and Petito family beg the Laundry family to not remain in the background, but to help find who Brian referred to as the love of his life. How does Brian stay in the background when he is the one person that knows where Gabby is located?"
Yeah.
Utah police confirmed that there were officers that had been, or they had been called for an incident involving Brian and Gabby roughly 2 weeks before she was last seen and officially reported missing, or a month before she was reported missing, right? Because she, before, there was 2 weeks between when she was last seen and when she was reported missing, or last heard from text message wise and then reported missing. There was 2 weeks. They said, quote, "Our officers did respond to an incident involving Brian Laundry and Gabrielle Petito on 12 August 2021. However, neither Brian or Gabrielle were the reporting party. Officers conducted an investigation and determined that insufficient evidence existed to justify criminal charges," end quote. So I don't think we know what exactly, but it sounds like there was something.
A domestic dispute at the least, and someone overheard it and called out of concern, which is good for them. Because
right
now we have that to kind of base maybe future things on, because without that, they, you know, there's, I mean, not that they have any evidence otherwise to support that he did something detrimental to her safety, but that's telling.
Yep. So yeah, that is all the information that is available right now. Again, she was last seen in Grand Teton, Wyoming, heading towards Yellowstone National Park. Her van and her fiance were last seen in Florida, where her fiance was pulled over in the van. Gabby was not in the van, and he refuses to say anything. He is lawyered up, and his only statement has said just like, "We hope that she's found." Again, she's blonde, 5'5", blue eyes. She has two tattoos, one on her left, one on her right arm. So the numbers that you can contact if you have any information is the Suffolk County, New York Police Department, 1-800-220-8477. If you know anything, if you've seen anything, even if you're like unsure if it could be related, just contact them. It's better that you get it out there because you never know what could be related.
Exactly. And you can always, you know, submit your tips anonymously, so nothing, you know, comes back on you. Cause I know that's a big worry for a lot of people, but if you saw something, know something, say something.
Yes. Yep. And we will continue to post updates on our Instagram and Twitter. So, as things unfold, because a lot's going to be unfolding, but we wanted to just give this little update and drop this in your feed in case you haven't heard about it yet. Just, we need to get the information out there and find Gabby.
Absolutely.
So yeah, thank you guys. And please share, spread this everywhere. Let's find her.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.